This is JIS News. Coming up, government to clamp down on scammers who promise jobs overseas, Supreme Court registry to be relocated, and sports minister calls on Jamaicans to support Sunshine Girls. The news in detail after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be stepping up its efforts to clamp down on scammers who take money from Jamaicans, promising jobs overseas where none exist. Portfolio Minister Derek Kelly says persons found in breach will be prosecuted. In the meantime, the minister is urging the public not to engage with persons offering jobs overseas without doing the necessary due diligence to ensure they are legitimate.
There are a lot of people on the road walking with briefcase and dark glasses, offering you opportunities and charging you all sorts of money. Tell your brothers and sisters not to accept it. There's one legitimate place that deals with this matter, is right here at the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. One place that clears the employment agencies, it is the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, operated by the government of Jamaica.
Minister Kelly was speaking at a ceremony to send off the first batch of farm workers for 2015 on Tuesday. Chief Justice Zela McCullough has announced that plans are in the pipeline to relocate the Supreme Court registry to the former NCB building adjacent to the Supreme Court. The old NCB building on King Street, acquired by the government in 2009 at a cost of $128 million, was renovated to facilitate the addition of courtrooms. The building, refurbished under the multi-million dollar Justice Square project, is now referred to as the Public Building North.
I'm happy to say that the Ministry of Justice has promised that all courtrooms on that building will be available for use at the beginning of this term. Provisions have already been made to accommodate the various divisions of the Supreme Court registry, but we are awaiting the filing system in order to relocate the civil registry to that new location.
The relocation will address the issue of misplaced files due to lack of adequate space at the registry's present location. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is urging Jamaicans to support the senior netball team in their three-match series against England this weekend. The minister says in addition to being Jamaica's most successful sporting team, the Sunshine Girls continue to thrive in spite of resource challenges. She describes them as a shining example of Jamaica's quality and resilience in sport.
We especially thank you for that kind of sacrifice which you continue to make above and beyond the call of duty to represent your country at this level. It is something fantastic, and the government of Jamaica is very grateful to you for this sacrifice.
The minister was speaking at a function to announce the senior netball squad, which will face England in the three-match series. The matches are scheduled for January 11, 12 and 14 at the National Indoor Sports Centre in Kingston. The series will serve as part of the Sunshine Girls' preparation activities ahead of the 2015 Netball World Cup in Sydney, Australia in August. And in the meantime, the sports minister says the government has provided the largest sponsorship to Netball Jamaica ahead of the upcoming 2015 Netball World Cup in Sydney, Australia. Minister Natalie Nita Headley says through the Sports Development Foundation and the Jamaica Sport Technical Working Group, the government will provide approximately $20 million in sponsorship to the Sunshine Girls.
This year, with our donation and allocation to the SDF, outside of its regular allocation, we have, through SDF and Jamaica Sport, given another $11 million to Netball Jamaica in their preparation to World Cup 2015 in Australia. So, in fact, we have done over $20 million this year to Netball Jamaica, which makes us the largest sponsors of Netball Jamaica.
That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.